Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Let's continue the story written by Blanche Larrabee of her horse and wagon trip to Santa Cruz, California in 1902. On August 30th, we drove 9 miles to Kent, where we got groceries. Everyone looked at us in order as we stopped at the store. It is a small town, and all of the men in town were at the store. We asked the price of a small watermelon, and they said 50 cents. George said, "Never mind, we can steal them cheaper than that." We drove out of town 3 miles to a schoolhouse where we camped. There is a farmhouse across the road. Agnes and I went over for milk. We have to be very careful of the water we use, as it costs money. They haul it 4 miles and wood 60 miles from Mount Hood. We got up at 5 next day, had to hurry to get out of there as they have Sunday school in that building. We stopped in the feed yard and took our lunch over to the mail house to eat, and we stayed there all afternoon. We went over to call on a woman that lives close to the yard, and she said we could cook breakfast on her stove. She wouldn't be up very early as she was sick, and she made all sorts of excuses for the dirty house, as her husband had been doing the cooking, but it looked like it had never been clean. The next morning, we didn't get up until after 6. We went over to that house, and they hadn't built the fire yet, so we went in just the same, and I built the fire. The lady was still in bed, I guess, as we didn't see anything of her. Pat made some buns and upset the dough all over the floor. We cleaned it up the best we could, but a little more added to that floor didn't do much harm. September 2nd, we started at 10. The roads were quite rough and uphill. We passed a man with a load of watermelons going to Princeville. We looked rather hungry at them, so he gave us one. September 4th, we got up at 2 a.m. We got breakfast fast in a hurry and packed up by candlelight. We had to get across the desert before we could get any water. It is a gradual slope uphill and is 31 miles long. We could see 9 snow-capped mountains. We got to the Deschutes River about 1 o'clock. There are lots of people camped here, a bride and a groom, we thought, because he did the cooking and she sat in a hammock. Then there was a newspaper reporter who came over after supper, and I was there alone. If she came for curiosity, she got it, for I told her all I knew, and some I didn't know. The name of this place is Bend. Just a post office and 2 or 3 families live here. It's not the Bend we know today. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.